Hi, this is Maya with customer support. May I get your zip code to get started?
It's 80229.
And can you verify your first and last name for me, please, ma'am?
Sure, it's Jennifer Hunter.
And the shipping address.
That's 4390 East 96th Place. That's Thornton, Colorado, 80229.
Thank you for that information. So I do see here that you have the Height Watch and the Height Pots Bone and Oak Keto. May I ask your reason for your call today, ma'am?
That keto, I didn't order that. As a matter of fact, I said no. I go in to do a survey. It says for $100 Kroger card, right? King Soopers, Kroger, whatever. I get done with the survey and I can pay $6 and something for the shipping on that watch that I really didn't want. So I get that, and now I got this keto crap that you guys took another $49 out of my account. I need to send this back and get that money put back into my account. You can't just take money and send stuff out.
So yes, ma'am, it does seem like you placed the order for the Height Pots Bone and Oat Keto. We're not
No.
able to place the product, place the order for you. I
No, I
can.
said no. It said, do you want this? No. Do you want that? No. I said no. No, thank you, it says. Right there on that what you call it, the survey that I did, I'll tell you one thing, I'll never do another one of those.
Okay, ma'am. So I would highly suggest, trying out the Height Pots and Bone and Oat Keto. The keto does help well with weight loss. Typically customers do start to see results within a few weeks of
No,
using the product.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I
Even with
got
a
it from
35% discount?
no. I want that money. I'm gonna send it back. Do I send it to this 1151 East 45th Avenue?
Yes, ma'am, but we're not accepting products back, ma'am, at this time due to the pandemic.
These are still in the bag. I opened the bag enough to see what it was. I do not want this. I don't want it. I didn't order it. I don't want it.
Even with a 50% discount, ma'am, again,
No,
okay,
no,
allow
no.
me.
I don't want them for free.
Yes, ma'am. Allow me one moment. Hello, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I do have the account canceled out here, and I do have the cancellation number for you. Are you ready for it?
Just one moment.
Okay.
I said just one moment, and I'll write down that cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 6, F as in Frank, 9363, C wait as a in minute,
9363, 9363, C as in Charlie, 2, E as in Edward, 6. Okay, so I want that money put back into my account that they took off the credit card immediately.
So, ma'am, also our final, we won't be able to refund those funds, ma'am, of the charges because this was a trial, and, you know, it did state of what you would be charged.
No. Because first off, I never ordered it. I'm going to send it back. I don't want it. I want my money back, $49. And some training.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but also as our final, ma'am, and the shipment was delivered.
I shouldn't have what?
The shipment was delivered.
It should have I didn't order it. It should have never been delivered. Is this how you guys make your money? Hey, I'm not going to let this $50 go, $49 and some change. I'll call the TV station. I'll do whatever I need to do. They'll know all about your company.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but all sales are final. I do have the account canceled, so that therefore you won't receive any more shipments or charges.
Wait a minute. You keep telling me all sales are final. I didn't buy it. Never purchased it.
Yes, ma'am, but the shipment was delivered. We're not able to purchase orders for customers, so the order had to be placed, ma'am.
You know what? I had to pay that money for the shipment of that stupid watch that I should have never done. So you guys, it said, do you want this? No. Do you want that? No, thank you. No, thank you. So you guys just took my credit card and sent me this crap. That's against the law. Now, you can put my money back right now, or you can deal with somebody else. I'm not going to let this go.
Ma'am, also our final, ma'am. Like I stated, I do have the account canceled, so you won't receive any more shipments.
Let me talk to a manager. Because you're not understanding. I didn't order it. You took my card number and put this charge on there. I didn't order it. I didn't want it. I still don't want it. I'm sending it back. I need that money back on my card now.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but ma'am, all sales are final. I won't be able to refund you of those charges.
You better get somebody on the phone that can.
Ma'am, no one will be able to refund you of those charges here.
So I'm just supposed to give your company that does fraud, sends people stuff they don't want to, they don't want, and charges them? I'm not going to give you guys this $50. I'm not going to do it. It's a scam. You know what? I'm going to get somebody on this, whether it be Tom Martino or whoever, but I'm going to get somebody on this. Because if you scam me, you're probably scamming a whole lot of other people.
Ma'am, it's not a scam, but allow me a moment. Let me speak with my supervisor to see if there's anything that I can do.
Yeah, I'm going to need that. Uh-huh.
One moment. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So as a one-time customer courtesy, ma'am, I can go ahead and issue the full refund here. And you should see the funds in the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, as fast as you guys can. Because I will guarantee you, that I'll do something. I'll take legal action if I don't see that refund. And I'm going to send these back to you.
Ma'am, we're not accepting products back at this time due to the pandemic, but I did send you a refund confirmation email to the jenniferhunter90@gmail.com.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, right away.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.